This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Thursday. I'm about to get upset about the lack of firings at the Secret Service. We'll talk about that. We will do some emails. We'll discuss the evil of the Biden presidency, how they threw a man in prison for posting funny pictures online. All that and so much more is coming up on the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, here's the thing, and it's an obvious point, but it's apparently something that needs to be stated again and again and again in this country. Punishment is not a bad thing. We all need it from time to time. I need it. You need it. We all need punishment. And the level of punishment in life oftentimes should mirror the seriousness of the screw up. Wouldn't you agree? I think you would agree with that. If, let's say, for instance, Jewish producer Chris screwed up the computer at work and the Jesse Kelly Show wasn't able to go live some night. Let's say that happened. Well, I mean, is it that important? I know the show matters. I get that. It matters to you. It matters to me. Matters to advertisers. So, I mean, maybe Chris, I don't know, maybe he has to come in extra early the next day to mop the floors or something like that. But I don't think that's a fireable offense. Do you? I don't either. He screwed up. It was one night. It's a bad computer. Maybe I don't buy him a cheesesteak the next day. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. It's a radio show. It didn't go out. Okay, we got it. Okay. What if, though, what if you were attached to the Secret Service? Everybody knows what the Secret Service is. Been around a very long time. And everybody knows how important that job is. When you become president of the United States of America, current, former, and maybe potentially another one, there are going to be violent people who want to kill you. It's inevitable. It's not even political party-wise. Presidents get shot. Presidents get killed. When you rise to that level, people want to kill you. So many people want to kill our president that we had to come up with a protective service. And their job, it's not their entire job, they do other things, but their main focus is protecting the life of the president of the United States of America, current and former. I mean, I think you would probably agree with me that that's a little bit more important than the Jesse Kelly Show going out on the air. It's more important than Chris screwing up the computer. So, if you are on the Secret Service, if you are part of that detail, and let's say, I don't know, just for the sake of argument, let's say the former and potentially future president, Donald Trump, has a political rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, and as a member of the Secret Service, you allow some deranged, violent freak to enter the premises with a long gun, I might point out. It's not like he was in there with a Derringer or something like that. You allowed somebody with a long gun to gain access to the venue. That alone is horrific. Horrific. If nothing else happened, then some crazy nutball got a long gun into the venue. That would alone be a fireable offense and possibly prison time. That's how important the job of Secret Service is. But wait, there's more. You allowed him to enter the venue. You allowed him to recon. You allowed him to climb up to the top of a building that should have been secured. You should have either had people on it and or had eyes on it permanently. Why, you ask? Because the building was approximately 150 yards away from the where the president was speaking in an elevated position. The most amateur person in the world. You don't even have to be trained in protection. The most amateur person in the world would know to stand on that stage where Donald Trump was standing and look at that building and say, we need somebody there. That's for sure. And yet, Donald Trump took that stage in Butler, Pennsylvania. Almost exactly a year. It'll be a year in 3 days, I believe. A year ago, Donald Trump took that stage in Butler, Pennsylvania. And the Secret Service did not stop the man who came in with the long gun. And they did not secure the building. And that assassin, I really need to make this point over and over and over again. That assassin, he was successful. You know that? I don't know his accomplices, no accomplices alone. I don't know, but you understand he did an amazing job. He got a weapon in there. He got up on the perch he needed to get up on. And not only that, he made the shot. Donald Trump turns his head. You can't anticipate that as an assassin. Donald Trump turns his head at the exact right moment, or you and me, we watch Donald Trump's brains get blown out on that stage. I just want you to think for a moment where we are, not just now as a country. Where are we in the aftermath of that? If some deranged Democrat freak blows Donald Trump's head off and you watch it, because you would have, it was on CNN. Your children watch it. Chris said it would have been civil war. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I don't know that I wouldn't. And that happened because of the Secret Service. Today it was announced. I'm calm. The Secret Service suspended six agents tasked with protecting the president during that assassination attempt. The suspensions range from 10 to 42 days. 10 days? You allowed an assassin to take a rooftop 150 meters from the president of the United States of America and shoot him in the ear, and you'll be back to work by church next Sunday? 10 days? Let me ask you something, Secret Service, federal government, anybody who may be listening. What does that tell me as an American citizen about how seriously you take your role? How serious do you take your job when you failed so badly we almost watched Donald Trump die and you are going to take 10 days off and come back to work? How in the world am I supposed to take any of you people seriously when this is how seriously you take yourself? How am I supposed to show any level of respect to the Secret Service? I understand it's supposed to be this revered institution and these tough guys with the glasses and the earpieces and they'll take a bullet. I understand what I'm supposed to think about the Secret Service. You essentially allowed Donald Trump to die in a preventable assassination attempt, and you suspended people for 10 days? What? Are you serious? Is that serious? I'm supposed to what, celebrate this? I see all the headlines today. Secret Service agents suspended. Suspended? You know, in serious situations, you can face prison time for mistakes. You realize that? Historically, including in the United States of America. Did you know that we had a large number of military commanders court-martialed during and after World War II for mistakes? Well, we're not even talking nefarious. Why? Well, the situation was so serious, we don't have time for mistakes. And you have to, with your disciplinary action, send a message to everyone else that when it's serious, we don't have time for mistakes. Get it right. 10 days? How serious do you want me to take you? 10 days. Good grief. Let's do some emails. I don't even have the heart to say anything more about it. I'm so grossed out by this government. What a bunch of losers. Anyway, let's talk about Hillsdale College. They're not losers. Hillsdale College, they'll teach you history for free. Maybe you're interested in learning about Athens. Athens doesn't get near the love from guys that Sparta does, because, you know, Sparta's out there sword and spear type thing. But, you know, we can trace a lot of how we formed our country back to Athens. Did you know that? You know, Hillsdale College will teach you about it. They'll teach you about capitalism. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, Jesse, I can't get into Hillsdale. Jesse, I can't afford Hillsdale. Congratulations, stand in line. I can't get in and I can't afford it either. But they'll give you this information for free. No cost. More than 40 free online courses at no cost. Handing out a treasure trove of wisdom free. Go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just one more word on this before we get to the emails. Jewish producer Chris asked me what I would have done. Well, it's quite simple. I would have fired every single Secret Service agent that day, every single one of them that was on the ground that day, everyone responsible for that entire thing. And then from there, I would have decided who gets charges pressed against them for criminal negligence. Maybe you can say, Jesse, that's too far. That's too far. It's harsh. It's a very harsh job and a harsh world when your job is stopping people from murdering the president of the United States of America. If you're not interested in harsh punishments like that, go teach kindergarten. At Secret Service, it's life or death. Nations rest on your ability to do your job. And the reason I would want everybody suspended, everybody fired, and then some people thrown in prison is to send a message to every other member of the Secret Service that our job is deadly freaking serious. Deadly serious. And failure to do your job can end the country. What if Jewish producer Chris is right? It would have been a civil war. I don't know that I would go that far, but it would have been bad. Remember, miraculously, just in quite a coincidence, Donald Trump was not the nominee yet. Everyone else had dropped out. He was going to be the nominee. But remember, you don't officially become the nominee until the convention. The convention was 2 weeks after Butler. I know. I was at the convention. What in the world does the Republican Party do if its almost nominee gets his head blown off 2 weeks before the convention? Really weird how that assassination would have lined up so well for the communists, too. Anyway, suspension for 10 days, even 42 days, that's an embarrassment. That's a sabbatical. Let's move on. Let's do some emails. I'm so tired of these people. Master Beaver Hunter, we all know you are the best beaver hunter, but I have a question. Do you just hunt them, or do you also eat the beaver? I absolutely eat beaver. Now, let me explain. What makes an animal tasty? Why are cows delicious? Well, they eat grass. They're fat. And they eat grass. They eat that kind of thing. Why are elk delicious? You know, why are chickens? It's all about what you eat, right? What do beavers eat? Wood. Beavers swallow wood. Therefore, beaver's got to be delicious, right? I would assume, unless the beaver's been swallowing bad wood, I would assume the beaver is delicious. Yeah, absolutely. All day. All day. Jesse, can I just say that weather predictions are well, I can't say that. That's a potty word. He doesn't believe them. I'll say that. They're beep. Can we have something about forecasts of the weather are 50% at best? Love you, brother. And so on. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something about weather forecasts that you may know and you may not know. So if this is not new information, just kind of blow it off. But are weather forecasts accurate? It depends on where you live. Remember, I have lived all over the United States of America. Born in Ohio, moved to Montana when I was 10, California, Arizona, Washington, D.C., which was basically Virginia, all over Texas. I have been around. The states I haven't lived in, I have visited. In Houston, Texas, the Houston area where I am now, forecasts are insanely accurate. Insanely accurate. It's almost weird how they get it right. They will tell you, well, I mean, next Tuesday at 3 p.m., expect some showers. And next Tuesday at 2:30, the showers will roll in. Montana, don't even look at the weather forecast. It has happened to me more times than I can count. In fact, I just visited Montana not long ago, and I'm telling you this right now, there was no rain in the forecast, none. And it dumped for a half hour. And this is not even the weatherman's fault. There's something about the Mountain West, the Rocky Mountains. I'm assuming it's a mountainous thing. We're going to have all kinds of super smart science nerds who email in and give me the reason why. But weather forecasts are laughed off as a ridiculous joke in Montana. They might generally roughly get the temperature. But if you're looking for, well, I'll put it to you this way. One of my buddies in Montana, I was talking to him the other day. He was fishing. He was trout fishing, fly fishing in the Madison River. And he looked at the forecast to figure out what to wear and everything. Sees it's going to be hot. I think it was 80s. It was going to be in the 80s that day. Gets out to the Madison. It is in the 80s. Life is good. No rain in the forecast. He's out there for an hour. And he said it was like something out of the movies. The sky just turned black over the mountains. And the temperature dropped 25 degrees. Started dumping on him. He almost went hypothermic with no rain in the forecast. There's something about the Mountain West. It cannot be predicted accurately. What, Chris? Chris said, how do you prepare for that? You have to learn layers. You just do. And like when you go hiking here, when you go out to the mountains, you always, always keep something that'll keep you dry and warm. Always. Well, it's 80 degrees. No. You put that jacket in your pack. You have no idea when you'll need it. Let's do some more emails. Next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's clear some emails out in just a moment. But before we do that, I have to play Michelle Obama and Julia Louis-Dreyfus again talking about how horrible it is to be a woman in this country. And I just want to go and rewind back to the conversation we had yesterday. Remember that communism is the religion of the malcontent, and that here in the United States of America, because so many people have it so good, no matter which various communist group you have, the climate change nutters or the fake black civil rights stuff or the feminists or whatever it is, it's not just that you have to find the malcontents that exist, you have to find the malcontents that exist, and then through a relentless propaganda effort, you have to create more of them. and you create more of them by endlessly getting on the television, getting on a podcast, no matter your lot in life, no matter how great you have it, you have to get on and convince people that this place sucks.
Women, we have so many landmines and barriers and don'ts and limitations. I think it's important for all guys listening, especially men raising daughters, to realize that difference, you know, and that thing that inadvertently, as you are loving and raising these beautiful girls, there are so many rules
baked
that
in.
Make us small.
Baked in without our knowing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I wish I could, I remember people saying, she's a female doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to just, she's a doctor.
That's why you sent your baby girl off to Virginia Tech University, and she was beautiful, and she was 18, and she listened when you said something, and she said please and thank you, and a year later, you got back an ugly fat freak who hates your freaking guts. That's why. Because they have to find new malcontents, and so they constantly preach to them how bad they have it. That's exactly like the black pastor that gets up and explains to the black congregation about how oppressed they are. Slavery still exists. Over and over and over again, you must nurture new malcontents. Create, recruit, nurture new malcontents. I've got it bad. I've got it bad. I don't have a chance. I don't have a chance. Imagine sitting there, two millionaires who fly private jets everywhere they go, steak dinners, any financial concern you have in your life, those two don't even remember what they are. And Michelle Obama got there without any discernible skills. At least the other lady is an actress. She can act, I mean, a little bit. She can say some funny things. All Michelle Obama did was marry Barack. And now she wants for nothing. And yet she knows she must recruit. She must nurture the next generation of miserable women who will think they're victims at all times. Yeah. Jesse, love the show. Wondered if you might take the opportunity to honor the brave helicopter rescue team during the Texas flood. Sounds like he rescued over 100 people. I don't know all the details, but it seems like an awesome story. Well, there are a lot of awesome stories, and this is one of them, no question about it. He's talking about the Coast Guard guy. We did honor him the other night, played a bunch of audio, how selfless he was. So he's someone who's been honored on the show, but remember that Americans are really, really good. A lot of them, not all of them. There are a lot of people, Democrats, who are pieces of trash. But there are a lot of Americans, huge percentages of them, that are really, really good. And you see this. This comes out in tragedy. And I have seen this time and time again with tragedy in this country, even in my own area, even here in Houston. Remember Hurricane Harvey? A lot of people don't remember it because there's always a new hurricane. There's always a new disaster. But Hurricane Harvey, a few years back, shows up in Houston. It was a weird thing in that the winds weren't that bad, but the hurricane got over Houston and kind of stopped. I'd never seen it before. Normally, you know, they're blowing through. This one got over us. The skies opened up and they just stayed there. And the flooding was like nothing you've ever seen. My house did not get flooded, but I could not get in my truck and drive a mile in any direction. Every road was flooded out, everything underwater. It was just people were drowning. It was, the whole place was underwater. I thought that was one of the most inspiring times I can remember in my entire life. And I know that's hard to, how could you say it's inspiring? People are dying, people are losing it all. And yes, all that tragedy was there. Man, everyone I knew just rallied. It was just the thing you did. Hey, man, you got a boat? Hey, so-and-so's stranded over there. Well, let's go get him. Hey, who's got this? Who needs help? Who needs water? Well, we have to go get this. Do we have an old lady? She's stuck in a home. Let's go carry her out. It was overwhelming. The freaking Cajun Navy from Louisiana, they came over here like an army storming in. People from all over. It's not just Louisiana, but Americans are good. And there are still so many brave, good people in this country. And you mentioned that Coast Guard hero. Remember, you know how we do Medal of Honor Monday every Monday? Every Monday we read a Medal of Honor citation and we honor a hero and we remember his deeds and things like that. And it is easy in this day and age to say things like, wow, I wish men like that still existed. I wish we still had men like that. We do have men like that. We do. They're all across the military. Firefighters, police, Coast Guard. We have people like that, and not even in a branch of service. Men like that still exist all over the place, and you see it when the chips are down. This Texas flood, this horrible, horrible Texas flood in Kerrville, I talked to a lady yesterday. Wrap your mind around this. She was from Boston, and she was older lady, 60s, I think 60s, 70s. And her daughter, she has an adult daughter, and her daughter was married. And they lived in Kerrville, Texas. And I said, okay, is she okay? Is everything okay? Mom saw there were storms coming and nagged her daughter to death until her daughter and her husband packed up and went and just stayed with mom for a couple of days. Their house washed away in that flood. So we were talking about the flood and the aftermath of the flood. They have so many people, they're turning people away. I'm not saying don't go help, because there are plenty of places that still need your help if you find it, but so many supplies, they're having to find warehouses on where to store everything. And I'm not telling you not to send any more supplies. They may need it. Remember Hurricane Helen? Everything it did in North Carolina, Tennessee, remember that? And the devastation was terrible and is terrible still. I'm not dismissing it. But Americans rallied. The Amish, did you know this? Did you know the Amish in the aftermath of Hurricane Helen have been down there building homes? You don't know it because they're Amish and they're not putting stories up on Instagram. The Amish have been down there just helping, just being God's hands and God's feet, helping people who've lost it all. There is still a lot of good in this country. And when people get too down, everything's hopeless, I want to invite you to leave your area. Go out to rural America, wherever it may be. It doesn't have to be a red state. Go out to rural New York, rural California. Go to Montana. Go to Kansas. Go to Nebraska. Go to rural America if you think all is lost and everybody's a scumbag, and you will see otherwise. And make sure you bring your male vitality stack from Chalk when you go, or your female vitality stack, because you don't want to get there and run out of energy. You need some natural herbal supplements in your life. You do. Natural herbal supplements. You may not even realize what's going on. Let me ask you, do you get depressed sometimes? Just all of a sudden you'll be down? When's the last time you got your testosterone checked? Remember that story I read you, 74-year-old man with the T levels of a 20-year-old because he's been on a male vitality stack for a year? Naturally. Stop jamming needles in your arm. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you. We've had older women email the show and say that they don't even want to nap anymore. They're just ready to go all day, every day. All of us can and should feel like that. That's how you take on life. Chalk will help you with it. If you have questions, they will answer them. They are patient, they're wonderful, and they're hardcore anti-communists like you. Call them or text them, 50-CHOQ-3000. 50-CHOQ-3000. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a wonderful Thursday. And it's not even going to be as good as tomorrow is going to be, because that's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That means you need to email your questions, whatever you want to know. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours tomorrow are dedicated to you. Now, John Brennan, look, I haven't been talking about it much, as you know. John Brennan, James Comey under criminal investigation. I'm cynical enough to think that neither of these guys are ever going to spend a day in jail. John Brennan, he's all over the news saying things like this.
I keep thinking, okay, this is the authoritarian playbook. We've seen this play out so many times. And unfortunately, I think we're seeing it play out. And I really am very worried that what we're seeing now in this chapter of American history is a sad deterioration of, I think, the respect for the rule of law and for our system of government. And if a president of the United States is willing to weaponize intelligence and justice and, you know, law enforcement investigators, and the people who head up these departments and agencies are willing to bow to it, we really are in deep, deep trouble, which was why I think so many people are worried about the direction this country is taking.
Did you catch the part in there? The part about the agencies? And the people who head up these agencies are willing to bow to it. That's the most important part about that. What's he saying? Remember, the communist is always a communist first. And wherever he takes power, he will use that power on behalf of the revolution. John Brennan did this as the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, I was complaining earlier about Secret Service agents getting suspended. John Brennan using that role to attack the Republican nominee, that is, I mean, a life sentence should be the bare minimum. I'll put it that way. That is such a huge deal, such an evil act to do that. But for John Brennan, he wouldn't consider doing anything else. You only rise to the position of CIA director so you can use the CIA for the revolution. That's the only purpose in it. And you heard what he said. I'll play it one more time for you. You heard what he said. What he's essentially saying is, what I did using my role to politic for the revolution, everybody should still be doing that. Donald Trump's head of the FBI, head of the CIA, they should all be fighting for the revolution the way I fought for the revolution. Yeah,
women, we have so many.
That's totally the wrong one. Press the wrong button. Chris did that. Way to go, Chris.
I keep thinking, okay, this is the authoritarian playbook. We've seen this play out so many times. And unfortunately, I think we're seeing it play out. And I really am very worried that what we're seeing now in this chapter of American history is a sad deterioration of, I think, the respect for the rule of law and for our system of government. And if a president of the United States is willing to weaponize intelligence and justice and, you know, law enforcement investigators, and the people who head up these departments and agencies are willing to bow to it, we really are.
He's calling for the same kind of resistance he did. He's not only not sorry, as a communist, that's what you do with power. That's what the communists believe you do with power. You see this? Inside Philadelphia's public libraries, Palestine storytime events where kids are taught to make protest art promoting Palestinian liberation. If you head up the public library in Philadelphia, it may not be CIA director, but you know you're supposed to use that for the revolution. And so you do. He's always a communist first. Now, let me clear something up before we get to maybe another email and headlines and things like that. When I talk to you about Legacy Box, let me just explain that I'm not a technical person, as you know. And when I say things like digitize your photos, that sounds very technical. And I know that's how it sounds because that's how it sounded to me. digitize my photos. Hold on. What do I have to do? Let me explain. You just take your pictures, the hard copy pictures you have, or your home movies, or Super 8 tapes, whatever you have, and you just put them in a box. That's it. Even I can do that. You don't have to do anything, but it actually gets better. You don't send this box to China. You don't send this box to some foreign country where somebody who doesn't even speak English will be rifling through your personal photos. You send this to people who are part of my family in Tennessee. And when they get your photos, I hope you don't think that they just dump them in some big computer bin or something. They hand digitize your stuff. Your stuff will be treasured and cared for. And I say this as somebody who has trusted Legacy Box with things that mean the world to me. The world to me. As you know, when I lost my dad and whatnot, I don't need to go into the details. You can trust them. You don't have to be tactical. They will care for your stuff. They'll digitize it so you'll have it forever. Your children will have it forever. And then they'll mail you the box back. While it's 50% off, at least get your box. You can fill up the box and send it in whenever, but when it's 50% off, go get the box. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
$1 million and 9 years later, court tosses conviction of a man who tweeted a Hillary meme. I just wanted to remind you, his name's Douglas Mackey. He was horribly wronged by the federal government. I want to remind you, the Democrats, Democrat politicians, certainly the Joe Biden government, were as evil and Maoist as any government on the planet. And they threw every Republican in prison they possibly could and promised to throw more in prison until Donald Trump won that election. Electing Democrats nationally is an act of evil now. Body found inside a donation bin at a Goodwill store in Southern California. I think it's nice somebody donated their body. USAID shipped thousands of virus samples to Wuhan lab. Documents reveal. What a tangled web we weave. USAID is a direct subsidiary of the CIA. USAID also worked with the virology lab in Wuhan. Uh-oh. Was he a spy? Epstein, Ghislaine's intel agency connections. There are all kinds of indications that Jeffrey Epstein did not work with the FBI, that he worked with the CIA. And maybe, just maybe, that's why all the damaging evidence is gone. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.